This recording, Jiangsu 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to struck around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsettling mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's low back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the fetus diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, now I'd like to take something about my college life. I remember that when I was the first year in college, I was take part in the social practice department, and the most important thing to me is that I have take part in the 2008 Olympic torch passing. And I feel grateful for China to hold this kind of event. And I want to say that China live, long live China, and I will be good too. That's it.
孔子论语，尧帝子曰：“尧世界之不亦乐乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？”宁不晓得发言，不亦君子乎？子曰：“哦，斯塞巴一亚以蔽之，亚斯无涯。”子游门小，子曰：“君子小者，是为能养。子欲驱马，即有能养。夫君何以蔽乎？”子曰：“视其所以，观其所由，坐其所爱，人亦有哉，人亦有哉。”